Saturday. It is March 13th. Don't forget to set your clocks ahead tonight. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, and I am broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. I'm really glad that you've joined me today. It's fabulous in Chicago. All the snow has gone away in just a period of a very short period of time. All it takes is just three or four sunny days, and it's all gone. And oh, can't tell you how great that is to not have four foot piles of snow at the end and sides of one's driveway. Anyway. I'm glad that you join me today at republicbroadcasting.org. I also ask that you visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net and ScreeningSandyHook.net. I invite you to visit the Spingola Speaks chat room. You may find that at Spingola.chatango.com. If you wish to review or to look at the guests that I've had on in the past, just visit Spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button on the left, and see who I'm going to have on in the future. And I have links and relevant information about each of the guests who I've had the pleasure of interviewing over the last 10-plus years. We will take calls in the third hour at 800-313-9443. Today's guest, I have two guests on. My guests today are Jim Rizzoli, that's R-I-Z-O-L-I, and Diane King. There are several websites, one of which is RizzoliTV.com, and they have a presence on Brighton, World Truth Videos. That's probably not a good idea to do that. They have on BitChute, on several other websites. Anyway, Jim and Diane, welcome to the program.
Can you hear us? Can you hear me, Deanna?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Jim said he was having trouble hearing you, but I think that's why he was testing his sound.
Oh. Okay. He may have to go into his settings and adjust his audio.
Yeah, he's trying to do that. He said he's not. He says he can't hear you.
He'll have to adjust his audio.
Yeah.
Or put his earphones on, or
has the earphones in? I'm not sure what the problem is.
Okay.
Mine is just turn it on and it's on, and bam. He's got a lot of things connected to his. So,
okay, he's going to have our producer will contact him privately and figure out what the situation is.
You want me to tell him that?
No, it'll be fine.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, yeah, he'll call
in about a couple things, that'd be fine.
Okay, so, my goodness, you and Jim have known each other for, what, 5 years?
Six years? Today.
6 years.
Yes, ma'am.
And you live in different states, and but you've kind of partnered up and the activities that you're involved with, and you've put out some interesting information, interesting videos, which I have watched several of them, and really appreciate the work that you have done. And okay, is Jim with us?
He was going to have me call his cell, but I think I told him that they would do this, as
right.
You said.
Right. Yeah.
So I guess something between them. He's still saying no sound.
He's going to have to go into his settings and
He does know how to do that. It's just that sometimes the computers, who knows what they're responding to or hearing.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. that'd be fine. If you want to call him on the phone.
Yeah.
I'll do that. Let's see.
And just type it into the chat room there.
Let's see. Get to the chat room. How do I get back there? Wait a minute. There's yours. Grid view.
Don't do mine. Do it in the RBN chat room.
Yeah, I'm trying to find that.
Okay. Okay. Just
send message. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
We're good. Okay.
All righty. Sometimes all this technology can be.
No, it's got. And if you're not, if you haven't used it in a while, it takes a while to catch up. Okay.
Sure. And technology changes. So it's.
Yeah. Every time they upgrade.
Not always great.
Yeah.
Right. So, oh my gosh. I was using Opera as my main browser on my desktop computer in my office. All of a sudden, Opera does not work anymore on my desktop. It works on my laptop. It works on my Surface Pro. But now all of a sudden, it doesn't work on my desktop. It's just, one would think that, but it would be conspiratorial if I were to somehow suggest that I'm under attack.
I don't hesitate to mention that because I'm surprised if it isn't.
I do have.
Hello.
Hello, Jim. Are you with us?
Hi, Jim.
Hey.
Okay, we'll
we got some feedback.
On here.
Yeah, it's just a matter of, because it's got probably two devices on.
Sure. No, our producer's a brilliant person. And she's doing all. It's just, technology is wonderful. They're fighting each other. Yeah.
It sounds good now.
I shut the Skype off.
That's good. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to have a duplication of.
Yeah, it'll echo.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jim, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, that's good.
But he's got an echo. There's an echo there now.
I don't know why.
Are you on a speakerphone or what kind of phone?
I'm actually plugged in with my earphones.
Maybe it needs to be on speakerphone.
Well,
let me put on speakerphone.
No,
I thought that would be worse.
No, just get off speakerphone or whatever it is you're doing. Just pretend like you're on a call.
Yeah.
I'm having a problem.
Yeah.
Okay, we're having an echo here.
Yeah, he's on the echo. Echo.
All righty. So I do invite my listeners, our listeners, to join me on at spingola.chatango.com. And as I mentioned previously, we will be inviting or we will be participating in springing forward
yes.
Setting our clocks ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's tonight. So don't forget to do that.
Right.
A lot of times they'll automatically go ahead unless you have the ones that you have to set yourself. Anyway, Jim, are you there? And go ahead and talk to us so we can see what's going on.
All right.
We just need you one. Just yeah. one of you. unless your brother is with you, just one of you will be sufficient.
Yeah. They don't usually talk in tandem like that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
He still has the echo.
Okay.
You want me to keep talking?
Not if you're going to... Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Jim, you're going to have to work this out. Either join us by phone or figure out how to work Skype in order to join us.
Does he have both of them on?
I'm on the phone now.
Okay.
You have Skype on?
No.
Okay, keep talking.
Yeah, testing 1, 2, 3.
Okay, he's on. You can't be on both. Okay,
hold on.
Either choose to be on the phone or on Skype. Or
well, Skype. I'm trying to get out of Skype. If
it's working, he's not repeating.
Okay, you're good. Okay, hey, we're good to go.
Okay. Sound good.
Oh no, now he's not doing.
No.
He must be on Skype.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Well, Diane, you'll have to take the show.
No, he's fine.
Yeah.
Working.
Yeah, you're not echoing.
It's echoing on my end.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll see how it goes.
Okay. You're fine. You're fine. The technology is working. You're not repeating yourself or duplicating. So, anyway, you have quite a few. Your work is found at several other websites. I usually try to listen in on the things that you're talking about. I've watched a lot of your videos. And very much appreciate the things that you discuss. In as much as you talk so much about things that are very controversial, have you ever worried about your own personal safety?
No.
Okay. I several years ago, well, back in 2000, I'm a researcher. I've been doing research for a number of years, not specifically about political things or historical things, but although I have been doing research at National Archives for years, I've spent years sitting before microfilm readers. I've spent years sitting at National Archives going through their stuff. So I consider myself a very seasoned researcher, and there have been other researchers who have produced some amazing work, and it has been it has impacted their personal safety, and I think it's something to be concerned about. Back in, let me just share a story with you that I think is pretty relevant. It's pretty relevant. On February 3rd of 2011, on this program, I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Jeff Black. He was very intelligent, sensitive, compassionate, and he was running for Congress as the very first independent from Illinois, which was a very interesting situation because usually people are selected to run for office. They don't just pop out of nowhere and decide that they're going to try. they don't decide to take the system seriously and think, oh, well, I'm going to run for Congress because I have some really good ideas. Politicians are selected, period. We get to choose pre-selected people. We have no choice. Voting is a sham. Okay? It's a total sham. Anyway, Jeff Black decided that he was going to run for Congress. And he was also fighting a particular person here in the Chicago area. Mm. And it was somebody that had been in Washington that had returned to the area. And that person is Rahm Emanuel. Mm-hmm. And now, if you look at Rahm Emanuel's history at Wikipedia, now I know that Wikipedia is, it's who knows what it is. But the information there is relevant for what I'm saying. Gives his background. His father was a member of Ergen. I don't know that that's there, but he helped to blow up the King David Hotel in Jerusalem that killed several people. And Rahm's brother is the individual who has been very active in the health field and said that nobody really deserves to live beyond 75, even though he has, I think he's probably closing in on that number. Anyway, Jeff Black was on my program. He was a white-collar worker, had a fabulous job, very, very credible individual, super, super individual. And I was just very impressed with him. And when Obama was in Washington, Rahm Emanuel, he kind of traded places with another politician here that came back. They just kind of switched places. So Rahm Emanuel left his home. He rented his home to a family. And went to Chicago, gave up, residency and whatnot, and went to Washington. And he was there for a relatively short period of time, 3 years or 2 years or whatever, and then came back and decided that he was going to be the mayor of Chicago. And Jeff Black indicated, well, wait a minute, he gave up residency. He rented out his home, and he is not qualified to be the mayor of Chicago. He gave up residency. And he was very vocal about this. John Cass, who was a Chicago Tribune or one of the Chicago newspapers, also kind of verified this. I talked with him. And then all of a sudden, the renters came forward and they said, oh my gosh, you won't believe this, but we just found, and they testified in court, the renters testified in court, that there was nothing left in the house that belonged to Rahm Emanuel. The next day, they just mysteriously found 100 boxes of Rahm's belongings in the basement. So all of a sudden, things, they changed. And the renters, I don't know how much the renters were paid, but obviously they fabricated evidence. And before one knew it, Jeff, who had been a white-collar worker, had a fabulous job, was just had a great job, great position, and had this career that he was looking forward to, as to run for the Senate, and probably may have won because people are really sick of having people selected for them to run as their politicians. He would have won. He would have been very successful. Anyway, within a relatively short period of time, Jeff was homeless, living on the street with no job, and his friends, he was trying to subsist with his friends, and but he went from being a regular person to being homeless and living on the street. And he had placed, I hate to say this, but he had placed all of this information that he had on an external hard drive. And he was penniless. I sent him money, sufficient money, to take the train from Chicago to Downers Grove, where I met him at the train station. I could not believe the way that he looked and the way that he smelled. I bought him some food and gave him some more money for a few more meals. We stayed in contact. And towards the end of the year, he notified me that he was afraid for his life. And so he told me that he was going to escape to Pennsylvania to live with his mother to get his life back in order. About a week later, I was notified by his mother that he had allegedly thrown himself off an overpass into the path of an oncoming truck. She asked me about the external hard drive, which was still in my car. I did not look at the hard drive. I sent it to her. And the other thing that was very interesting, during that program that day, was that Richard Gage was going to be my guest in the second hour, but about a minute before the second hour was to start, during the break, he called into the program and told the producer that he was very ill with a cold. I don't know. I think it would have been appropriate for him to notify me that morning that he was very ill, or maybe he just got very, very, very ill when he figured out that I was going to ask him some very pointed questions. But I don't know how you... Anyway, doing radio is very interesting because you do meet a lot of interesting people, and I've met people whose lives have changed because of the information they have given on my program. Anyway, Jeff stayed on with me for the second hour, and then I did another program with him later in the year, and not too much later. But he was not the kind of person that would have thrown himself off an overpass. Okay. They're going to get you if they want to get you.
That's our position. That's why we're not afraid, because I had something happen a few years ago. That was a bit scary, but the thing is, we aren't that important. We're not running for office. We're not in the Chicago machinery where when you challenge them, they come after you with their thugocracy, their cutthroat psychopaths. I live in a place that they say, well, which side do you want to be on? They say the ones that have the 8 trillion bullets. So it's different where Jim lives, but we are not that important at this point. Yeah, if they want to get to us, they can. they want to make exam. I have no doubt that guy was assaulted, was thrown off of that bridge or whatever. He didn't jump. I have a Chicago, please, Chicago. That's the daily fare there. We're under the radar at this point. We're elderly. We're really not that important, and that's fine. We're good. We understand the danger. We do what we can while we can, as long as we can.
Which is very good, and that's my feeling also. But what I'm not trying to scare you.
No, we've heard it all. Fred Leuchter has been pursued by the Mossad. It's just very. But you can't live in fear about this. It'd be an everyday thing. A few years ago. Somebody connected Paul Fromm and me and the Council of Conservative Citizens, and they said we've got the hate groups in East Texas. And while I was away taking care of my mom, the mainstream media came to my house filming my house. And fortunately, my daughter wasn't here at the time. But then they started bugging the neighbors. That talk about domestic terrorism. And so if you did a search for my name in Mount Enterprise, that's the first thing that would pop up. But that's been a number of years, and that my pastor at the time called me and said, asked if I was okay because he heard it on the news. See, that's intimidation. That's a Jew thing. That's intimidation. And it was disturbing at that point. I called our local police. They drove by my house a few times, and the Longview mainstream media did not come back. Again, they really have to be careful because everybody has guns here, and that would be considered trespassing. So, just saying.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the name Cass Sunstein?
No.
Okay, there are... He is an individual that I wrote about in the book that I wrote about... Sandy Hook. Oh. And Anderson Cooper was CIA. And he is the son of Wyatt Emery Cooper and Gloria Vanderbilt.
Okay.
And he is CIA.
Right.
And he is with CNN. And when Sandy Hook occurred, Anderson Cooper, although he, there's a chapter in my book called Don't Look Here. And when I was a kid, which has been a long time ago, I saw this great example of what is called a reverse psychology advertising gimmick. It was a billboard that said, "Don't look on the other side of this billboard." Well, of course, people right. are going to look. And immediately, within a couple of hours, Anderson Cooper was pretty much saying that. He said, now I don't want to bring attention to this, and normally we wouldn't bring attention to this. And then he went and did exactly what he claimed that he wasn't going to do. He gave it a bunch of airtime and brought, okay, we're going to a break. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me. It starts with you and me.
All righty. We will continue with our conversation, and our guests today are Jim Rizzoli and Diane King.
And Deanna, I just wanted to say something that a lot of people, particularly in the revisionist world, don't have a lot of a count, or they don't take account of faith-based actions. And Jim and I both, and I won't speak for myself right now, there's not a whole lot we can do about a lot of things out of our control. The weather, as we learned in Texas, incompetence, more so we learned in Texas. But we can call out to the Lord and trust Him. It doesn't mean we say, oh, well, we just ignore all the danger signs. No, that isn't it at all. That was just a continuation of that. It's really important for us, for me, that, you know, I have to be afraid of who I'm supposed to be afraid of.
Okay. I absolutely understand that. But I think that we also have to be aware that,
of course, yeah,
that the government does have power and control. Obviously, what they have done to the country, what teaming up with the medical industry, the CDC, World Health Organization, and what they have accomplished in terms of controlling the population is amazing, just really amazing. And there are stories that we never hear. Mm-hmm. We never hear. When I wrote my book on Sandy Hook, getting back to the situation at that point in time, the issue, hang on here. The issue with Anderson Cooper is that it wasn't just Anderson Cooper. It was several other websites. We're having a lot of technological issues. Mm-hmm. There were several websites. It was WorldNet Daily. It was CNN. It was Fox News. It was the Huffington Post. It was just about any news organization that was broadcasting. And they were all promoting the idea that Sandy Hook was a conspiracy theory. And it increased the attention that people were paying to all those websites. They were all hit with thousands upon thousands upon thousands of visitors, and oh gosh, and so that was a big problem, but it caused a big majority of the people to think that it was a hoax. And one of the first persons that came out with it came out and said that it was a hoax within 12 hours. And I do not ever assume that something is not true or true based on what other people say. I usually do the research behind a particular thing and find out for myself. As I said, I am a seasoned researcher, and I totally research that. Now, I can't speak to other shootings, but the big thing about that particular school shooting is the fact that the person was the shooter had some very serious medical issues from the time that he was born, and was on numerous psychological drugs. And given the fact that that drugs are the number one gross national product, they're number one. Mm-hmm. They account for almost 19% of the gross domestic product. All of the commercials on TV, which I never watch TV. I haven't had it on for a year. I haven't had it on for a year. And so most of what you hear on TV as far as commercials are all geared to get people on drugs. And so naturally, TV and the Big Pharma wouldn't want drugs associated with the slaughter of children. Now, it's one thing when teenagers are slaughtered. It's quite another thing when six-year-olds are slaughtered. It's a big difference because people are going to ask more questions. Not that teenagers' lives have less value. It's just the thought of little children being slaughtered. And most people are not researchers. A lot of people will never research anything on their own. They will look to the key opinion leaders, the KOLs, in any given movement, the key opinion leaders, and they will say, oh, yes, so-and-so said it was a hoax. But then when you go in to look at the research, you find that it was consensus thinking, and it's like the child in a classroom who has a different opinion than the other students. A person in a 30-member classroom is not going to raise his hand and say, you know, I disagree with these other 29 people. That's not going to happen. We're herd animals. We like consensus. We don't want to stand out. It takes courage to stand out and tell the truth. And that is what you and Jim are doing. You have courage. And you're really saying things that the majority of the people don't believe. But it doesn't mean that the things that you're saying are not true. Now, several years ago, there was a foundation on the West Coast, very, very popular, very, very popular. And the head of the foundation was doing some fabulous, fabulous work, really great work. Now, keep in mind that Cass Sunstein was in charge of infiltrating the alternative media. It was a program that was designed by the government that the best way to alter the so-called alternative media was to infiltrate it. Now, they're not going to announce that on TV, okay? It's just not going to happen. But he suggested that the best thing to do was to, particularly with Sandy Hook, was to infiltrate and post people within the alternative movement who would be a key opinion leader. And of course, this was great for Big Pharma, because Big Pharma didn't want people to stop taking their Ritalin and stop taking their Prozac, because Prozac, I did a program 3 weeks ago, I believe, on how many people were taking Prozac. It probably cost a penny a pill or less to produce it. It was the very first blockbuster drug. And all these, it was making billions. And the big pharma companies don't care how many people they kill. They're not in it to help your health. They're in it to make money. Period. Plain and simple, money is the big issue. So it was his idea, and they actually had a program to infiltrate the alternative media. And David Ray Griffin, who was kind of a KOL in the 9/11 truth movement, wrote Cognitive Infiltration, an Obama appointee's plan to undermine the 9/11 conspiracy theory and create a new counterintelligence operation. Now, I interviewed Griffin several times, as did other people. And a lot of people throughout the truth movement, so-called truth movement, loved his book. They just absolutely loved his book. and by rights, they loved his book. And it was very interesting that when Michael Collins Piper referred to Sunstein in his book, False Flags, Template for Terror, he got a different response, totally different response. And so it was just kind of different. Anyway, let me get back to my story. There was this gentleman who had this foundation on the West Coast, and he was doing great work, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous work. And he went out for dinner. He was to meet a friend for dinner, and he took his 12-year-old daughter with him, and this friend also had another gentleman with him. The head of the organization didn't know he was going to bring somebody. Anyway, immediately after dinner, they left the restaurant, and this gentleman, the head of this foundation, got incredibly ill. They were near a hospital. His daughter said, we better get you to the hospital. He got to the hospital. The people, the doctors in the ER said, indicated to him that he had been poisoned. The ER doctors called the police. The police confiscated his friend's computer and kept it for a while. Then all of a sudden, the case was closed. And the FBI, okay, when the FBI was set up, when the CIA was set up, these are institutions run by the government, not for the benefit of the average citizen. These are for the benefit of the government to do a lot of really illegal things. Now, I recently had a gentleman on the program who calls himself Legal Man. And he talked quite a bit about these situations where something looks very innocent and very, just very innocent. But then you have to look at people who disappear, and this person, the head of the organization, after this happened, his dog was killed, his wife was threatened, and he loved his family, and after what had happened to him, he shut down his organization. So when you have an organization, or when you are doing something that is that reveals the truth about something, you are in jeopardy. So I'm not saying this, I'm not telling you this to frighten you, but I just want it on the record that people who are doing what they're doing need to be careful. One day, now I have this huge, huge rock in my front yard. It's very, very big. And I don't recall the date. I would have to look in my notes. But I was, it was just a nice sunny afternoon. All of a sudden, there was a car sitting upside down on that rock. If that rock had not been there, it's a big rock. I don't, my former husband decided that it would be something to build to build around, put flowers or whatever. But we're talking a big, major rock. If that rock had not been there, that car would have gone through my front room, and who knows who it would have killed or what it would have done. So what I am saying is that we just need to be super vigilant.
Can I say something in here?
Absolutely.
My goodness, I'm not exactly sure where you're going with this, but we no doubt face danger every day. May not even be aware of it. We feel like angels watching over us kind of thing.
Good. But,
and when Jim and Joe were involved in town politics and they were exposed to all this for a decade, but it wasn't, the fear didn't motivate them. Yes, there may be issues out there. There may be people, but you have to do what you have to do. It's important. There's all sorts of rocks falling, cars falling, assassins, whatever. But you have to continue to do what you need to do.
Sure. I agree with you. I agree with you. But the minute that Jim started talking, he lost a great deal of his business.
Yeah, but they also, what interestingly, the Jews don't understand, and this has happened to other people I've known.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
They get moved away, or they get demonized and pushed away from the business they're in. It makes more time for them to do the very thing that the Jews hate.
Which is very good for him. Absolutely.
I'd like to make a comment.
Oh, please do.
Well, I'm just waiting. I'm trying to be polite.
You have two women here, so you know. Well, it's gonna be difficult.
I know that. I could see that. Let me just back. See, the problem with this phone is it's echoing in my. So by me talking, it's kind of aggravating.
A commercial break. Are we? What's that? Or no? Okay, we're in a commercial break.
So finally get to speak.
You'll have to talk to us about it when we come back from the commercial break in about a minute.
Yeah, that's fine.
8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
All righty, we are back with our guests today, Jim Rizzoli and Diane King. And Jeff, we're going to let you, Jim, we're going to let you talk for a couple of minutes.
All right. If we can have him. Go ahead, are you there?
Am I able to talk or what?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. We let you talk.
Oh, really?
All right. We let you talk.
First of all, backtracking here, the only thing that happens to us is they want to stop us from the information that we produce. Okay, now, that's not to say we haven't had problems with the immigration situation and people physically trying to stop us, because that's happened. But nothing's happened to the degree like that happened to your friend there. All right, so I'm not worried about it. So you know, we just keep doing what we're doing. But like Diane said, we're low fruit on the tree. Okay, they just ignore you. That's how they deal with you. They ignore you. I mean, when they ban you from every site, everything, then they're happy. And, I mean, what are they going to do? You know. So I'm not worried about it. They're keeping us out of the mainstream, and that's what counts to them. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, where we stand on that one. Now, whether they're poisoning me or not, I don't doubt it. I mean, with all my health problems that I've had in the last 2 years, I don't doubt that at all.
But it's not something that we see readily. And most of the issues right now, like I said, is attempting to sabotage our message in whatever way. And usually it's through censorship with YouTube. It's kicking. Neither one of us can even subscribe. If there is an age restriction on a video, we can't even click on it because we don't have an acceptable membership identification. So we have to navigate through YouTube like foreigners, if you will, although they are given way more latitude than we are. But right now, their attempt of shutting us down is, like Jim says, basically ignoring us or censoring us. And this is happening with a lot of our friends. Their books are being censored. But we're finding other ways. That's what we need to do, and that's what we're attempting to do, is find other ways to get the message out. And there are still a lot of ways.
Yes, there are a lot of ways. And it's unfortunate that the message that you have, and it's a very reliable message regarding the circumstances surrounding World War II. It's taught in the schools. I don't believe that they teach Baptist church dogma in the schools. I don't believe that they teach, Seventh-day Adventist dogma in the schools. Anyway, we'll be right back. It's the top of the hour. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.